67.
How can I help you?
On a verification, this gentleman, the rider that was trying to ride with a leaf blower, it was gas, ran, and it had gas in it, and he wanted to bring it on the bus. I told him he can't do that. He's told me he's had it on the bus three other times or something like that today. I don't know if anybody else is riding with him, but that's a hazardous material. We're not supposed to be transporting. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, anything with gas in it is not allowed. It doesn't matter what it is. No gas on the bus, period. The only thing gas-related that can be on the bus is like a brand new gas, something that has never had gas in it before, like in the box kind of thing. But other than that, no gas-related machines on the bus, period.
Okay, copy that. All right, I did not allow it on the bus, even though he told me he's had it on three other times, I guess. Today, I don't know if that's true or not, but he's waiting, and he'll probably wait for the next bus and try to bring it on. I don't know if drivers are aware of that, but I just thought I'd pass that along.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know if people are telling the truth or not, and letting gas-powered anything on the bus is a rule that every single bus driver should know. So hopefully he won't get on the bus and carry on.
Okay, yeah, he didn't have a gas can. It was just the leaf blower itself, and like I said, it did have gas. He was obviously going to work or going somewhere to do some work. I refused the leaf blower. He could ride, but I couldn't take the leaf blower.
All right, copy that. We'll be clear, 11:35.